Father's Day is this Sunday, and commentator David Feige is wondering who stole his father's identity.
Aliens took my dad. I noticed it in the middle of dinner. I looked up, and instead of my dad, there was a weird simulacrum. Instead of the caustic, savage man I grew up with, I was sitting across from a parody of an Est graduate. He was talking about his feelings and nodding his head in this way that was intended to convey a deep sense of empathy and compassion. He started sentences with, "I want you to know," and he said, "I'd like to tell you about how I feel." I wanted to put a fork in his face. It's not that my dad never listened, and it's not like he wasn't empathetic. It's just that he was tough and direct and brash in his opinions. He was about self-reliance, righteousness, self-sacrifice. There was a constancy to him that I learned to know and love. Unlike my mother, who would have approved if I decided to be a cross-dressing, crack-smoking ukulele player as long as I was happy, my father demanded virtual perfection. She was the great ameliorator, he was the great pontificator. He loved to eat and talk, reaching far across the table to swipe a juicy morsel from someone else's plate. He was constantly tasting, comparing, and boasting about the first, last, or best time he tasted, shot, or roasted whatever it was we were eating. Until the aliens came. And then, somehow, sitting in an Upper West Side bistro, he ordered just the soup, and wanted to know whether I spent a lot of time being angry. Well, of course I'm angry. I grew up with him. I spent half my childhood analyzing the injustices of the tax structure. What the hell was he thinking? He taught me to be angry, about cowardice, entitlement, and injustice, and I've ridden that wave for 20 years. So why now, all of a sudden, is it an issue? I'm just sitting in a restaurant with my dad and his new girlfriend, waiting for him to express an opinion like he always does. But he's not himself. And I finally realize what it is. He's in love. It's clearly gone to his brain, and it seems to function like some particularly virulent virus, wiping out all the opinionated gray matter and replacing it with some kind of frightening love juice. And so Loverboy, the artist formerly known as my dad, just sits across from me and gently sips his soup while he tells me how happy he is, nodding his head like a swami the whole time. Well, at this point, I feel like having my old dad back. I can't really deal with the big figure in my life deciding at 66 that everything in the world is just hunky-dory, that after a life devoted to the left, Republicans now just have a different perspective on things. And all of a sudden, I realize that my guiding light has become a different life form entirely, and that the gentle warmth of his late-in-life love has left me out in the harsh, judgmental cold.
David Feige is the trial chief of the Bronx Defenders, a nonprofit law firm that serves indigent clients.